Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bass line in Ableton Live 12 that has two things working together at the same time: crisp transients up front and dusty mids in the body. That combination is pure jungle, pure old school DNB energy. It's that sound where the bass feels percussive, but also a little grimy, a little sample, a little worn in the best possible way. Now, the big idea here is contrast. You do not want the bass to sound equally thick, equally wide, or equally saturated on every note. That gets flat fast. Instead, we're going to shape the bass so some notes hit with a really sharp front edge and other moments feel a bit more smeared, resonant, and dirty. That push and pull is what keeps the groove alive. First, get your drum context set up. Don't design the bass in a vacuum. Build or load a breakbeat. Set your project somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM, and loop 8 bars so you can hear everything in context. Make sure the kick and snare backbone is strong, because the bass needs to lock with that pulse rather than fight it. In jungle and DNB, the bass is almost like another drum part. It answers the break, it reacts to the snare, and it leaves just enough space for the rhythm to breathe. Let's start with the mid-bass layer. This is the part that gives the sound its personality and its dusty character. You can build it with Waveatable, Operator, or even a sampled bass hit in Simpler. If you use Waveatable, keep it simple at first. A saw, square, or a saw sign blend works well. Add a low-pass filter, set a fairly fast amp envelope, and keep the note short enough that it feels rhythmic rather than smooth and sustained. If you want a more classic old-school feel, Operator is great too. A sine or triangle carrier with a bit of extra harmonic texture can give you that controlled, almost hardware-like weight. And if you want the most sample-flavored approach, drop a bass one-shot into Simpler and shape it from there. That can make the part feel more like a chopped record than a clean synth patch. The key with this mid-layer is that it should speak quickly, then fall into a gritty sustain or body. Think attack first, then texture. You want enough harmonic content to be audible on small speakers, but not so much that it gets harsh or turns into noise. Now build the transient layer. This is the secret weapon. It can be a tiny click sample, a muted pluck, a short rim shot like hit pitched low, or even a tiny slice from a bass stab. Put that into Simpler on a second MIDI track, and make it very short. Zero attack, very short decay, no sustain, and a short release if needed. Then high pass it so it doesn't bring any unwanted low end into the mix. An EQ8 high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 HC usually does the job, depending on the sample. You can add a touch of saturator, just a little drive, to help it read as a defined edge. But keep it subtle. This layer should almost disappear by itself. Its whole job is to make the front of the note feel immediate. Once both layers are sounding good on their own, it's time to write the bass line itself. Don't overcomplicate it. In this style, a simple pattern with strong placement usually beats a busy pattern with weak timing. Try a one-bar or two-bar phrase using just a few notes. Keep the notes short at first. Place them so they interlock with the breakbeat, especially around the spaces after the snare or in between the chop drum hits. A lot of jungle bass lines feel like call and response. One note answers the kick, another responds to the snare, and another pushes into the next bar. That rhythmic conversation is what gives the bass its bounce. Use velocity as more than just volume. On many patches, velocity can subtly change filter response, transient sharpness, or how hard the saturation bites. That means velocity can actually shape the character of each note, not just how loud it is. So if a note needs more bite, give it a stronger velocity. If you want a note to feel softer or more ghosted, back it off a little. Now group those two layers into a bass bus and balance them. Start by lowering the transient layer until you miss it, then bring it back just enough to define the front edge. Bring the mid layer up until the bass feels solid and musical. The transient should improve the attack, not dominate the sound. If the click is louder than the bass body, the line starts to feel gimmicky and loses weight. Use EQ to give each layer a roll. On the transient layer, high pass it and keep it out of the low end. If it's too pokey or too bright, tame a little around the upper mids. On the mid layer, decide whether it owns the low end or whether you're going to separate the sub into its own layer. If the mid layer is carrying the sub too, be careful not to cut too much away. If you do create a separate sub with Operator or Waveatable, keep that sub clean, mono, and simple. That's usually the safest move in jungle and DNB, because the low end needs to stay tight and controlled. Now let's add grit. This is where the dusty mid-range really comes alive. On the mid-bass, try a chain like EQ8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, and then maybe a gentle compressor or glue compressor. In saturator, a small amount of drive goes a long way. Use soft clip if needed, but don't crush the sound. Drum bus can add some nice punch and weight, but keep it under control so the groove doesn't get sloppy. Auto filter is great for movement. You can automate the cutoff, or use envelope style movement so the bass feels like it's talking. That kind of motion is very old school, especially when it opens slightly on certain notes or at the end of a phrase. Keep an eye on the envelope too. For the mid bass, attack should be basically zero, decay short, sustain medium to low, and release short. If the bass feels too soft, shorten the decay and reduce the release. If it feels too plucky and thin, bring back a bit more body with saturation or filter shaping. On the transient layer, keep everything tight and trimmed. If the sample has extra tail, cut it off. This is a genre where the front edge matters a lot. Low-end management is critical. If you're using a separate sub-layer, keep it mono and pure. Utility is your friend here. Mono the low end, check the bass and spectrum, and make sure the kick and bass aren't masking each other. A bass line can sound massive in solo and still fail in the full mix if the low end is too wide or too messy. So test it in context, and also test it at lower volume. If the groove still reads quietly, then the attack and body balance is probably in a good place. If you want more of that dusty old school character, print the bass to auto. Seriously, bounce it. Then slice it, resample it, maybe warp it lightly if needed, and re-edit it. Old school style bass often gets better when you commit to audio and start treating it like a sample. You can also use Redux for a touch of digital dust, or vinyl distortion for a little age and grime. Just remember, you want character, not a total lo-fi mess unless the track really asks for that. When you arrange the bass, think about energy over time. In the intro, maybe tease a filtered version or just a sub pulse. In the build, let the transient layer hint at what's coming. In the first drop, keep the pattern clear and strong. Let the drums and bass define the identity of the tune. Then in the second drop, open the filter a bit more, add a touch more saturation, or bring in one new rhythmic answer phrase. Tiny changes like that can make the drop feel bigger without rewriting the whole part. A few classic mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the transient layer too loud. Don't let the mids get so dirty that they turn into a blurry mess. Don't stack too much low end in both layers. And don't make the notes too long. Long bass notes can completely kill the breakbeat energy. Also, keep checking mono compatibility. Jungle and DNB bass needs discipline down there. Here's a good practice move. Build a 2-bar bass loop at 170 BPM with a transient layer in simpler, a dusty mid layer in wave eatable or operator, and an optional sub. Use only 4 to 6 notes. Make the first note short and punchy. Make one note a little longer near the second bar so the phrase has lift. Automate the filter on the mid layer so it opens slightly on bar 2. Then bounce the loop to audio and compare it to the MIDI version. Often, the printed version has more character and feels more finished. If you want to push it further, try making the bass answer the snare more clearly. Add ghost notes. Change the last note every 4 or 8 bars. Swap in a slightly different transient sample for one phrase. Or use a tiny pitch bend downward at the end of a note to make it feel nastier and more organic. Those subtle moves are the difference between a loop that just repeats and a bass line that feels alive. So the takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass should feel like a blend of synth, sample and drum groove. Sharp on the front edge, dusty in the mids, and controlled in the low end. If you get that balance right, the whole track starts moving in that proper old school way. Keep it rhythmic, keep it focused, and keep it rude.